And I know you played in little girls softball here, but you did play on the traveling teams, as you said. What were some of those?
I played in a traveling team at Fort Atumwa, and my dad actually helped coach that too. He coached me since I was younger, and when I got in higher little leagues, he didn't coach anymore, but he helped me with pitching a lot.
And what kind of, when you did pitch, you were very successful, whatever position you played, I remember that very well. What kind of pitches did you throw?
In high school?
In high school,
I only threw a fastball, changeup. In my senior year, I started getting a rise ball, but that wasn't any good.
Didn't like that, huh?
No.
Well, you know, we keep telling kids that when we do the broadcast and everything, you don't have to have a lot of pitches. It's all about, I know they get tired of me saying this, it's all about location.
Mm-hmm. Big on placement.
Absolutely. You did make all-conference, I know, your senior year. Did you your junior year, too? I think you did,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. And first-team All-State.
First-team All-State. I was working up to that. I'm glad you brought it up. You were first-team All-State as a senior. Did that surprise you?
Yes, it did.
And I think you hit well over 400 that senior season, as I recall, too.
I think so.
You hit with good power. You hit for an average. One of the things I recall is I don't remember hardly any strikeouts. You didn't strike out. It was very rare that you struck out.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in my junior or senior year. Jim Keller, he's our hitting coach.
Right.
He told me that I only had 9 strikeouts and within one of those years. I don't remember which year it was, but
putting the ball in play. And, of course, that's something you would say to all of the younger people listening is make contact, put the ball in play. Strikeouts, they don't help you at all.
Mm-mm.
You had an outstanding career here. As you did say, you were first-team All-State as a senior. And then, of course, that was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to college at Creston. Tell us about Southwestern.
Southwestern is just a tiny little college.
It's a great school, though.
Oh, yes. Great dorms. Mm-hmm. I had a blast over there. I'm glad I made the decision.
And you played softball there, too.
Yep.
And what'd you play there?
I pitched and I played first base.
And you got some honors there for your softball play, too. In fact, just this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
I got all region both my years over there. And I broke 3 records my first year over there.
So all of you listeners here, I know she's only been gone 2 years, but she's the real deal. You know, I'm really talking to a star player here. You pitched, I know, for Southwestern. When you weren't pitching, what'd you play?
I played first. And sometimes they would throw me in second or short if we had an injury.
Mm-hmm. What's your fondest memories looking back at your high school years here in Albia and in playing softball and also at Creston now looking back? I mean, you have a lot of honors. You could point to some of those, but are there some specific memories that really stand out or games even?
Games? For college, I remember we were playing DMAC there in our conference, and we were in extra inning games, and we ended up winning. In high school, I pitched like 6 extra inning games and could never win them. And then I go to college, and I was pitching this one, and that was my first extra inning game I've won in a couple years.
You made note of that, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, those extra inning games, those are always haunting when you don't win them. Of course, your hitting career, and you mentioned the East game, of course, that was to get a standing ovation. That had to be a big thrill. Now, you've graduated from Creston. Southwestern. You've been helping out the girls program here this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I love coaching. I like helping out with the girls. It's fun, especially with the younger girls that need a lot more help and they just haven't really got much coaching over the years. It's fun helping them out.
Are they aware of all the success you've had?
I don't know. They might. I don't talk about it very much.
No, I know. You're very modest. But I would think when they know how successful you've been, they would be like a sponge, you know, trying to soak up everything they could learn. Do you work a lot with pitchers?
A little bit. It's kind of hard during the season to work with them.
Right, it is.
Because you don't want to change too much during season.
What's your long-term goals? I know, where are you going to school next year?
I am going to College of St. Mary's in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to do nursing there and play softball.
What kind of softball program do they have?
I think they have an all right kind of season or team. I think they're getting a lot of girls recruited and transfer students and stuff. I go meet the girls this weekend, so we'll see.
What drew you to that particular school?
It was the only 4-year I found that I could do softball and nursing and get my nursing degree done in 2 years.
Mm.
And scholarship money.
That's always, that would draw anybody, I think, to do that. So when you graduate, hopefully from there, what are you going to be looking to do?
I'll get my RN and my BSN over there, mm-hmm. and then hopefully work in a hospital mm-hmm. around home.
You want to come back close to home here?
I think so.
Do you? Well, I'm sure they're going to be looking to that. Do you ever want to do any coaching?
Yes.
Well, what a deal here. Mark this down, Kevin Krall, who's a friend of mine, that, you know, we want to try to get her back in this area as, you know, a big-time nursing job and let her help with the program. Tell us about your mom and dad and your family.
Mom, she's an ER nurse here at mm-hmm. the hospital, and my dad works at Vermeer in Pella. Mm-hmm. They've been really supportive all these years with softball and traveling to almost all my games. They hardly miss a game at all.
Mm-hmm. Where's the farthest place you've ever played away from home?
Either Florida or Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I remember you went down. I think you were in a tournament in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And did pretty well down there, too.
Yeah.
You love softball, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're a great player. What else did you do in high school? I've kind of forgotten some of the other things. It was pretty much softball, though. You played basketball, too,
basketball
though.
Basketball and some volleyball.
Yeah, I remember that. You mm-hmm. did very well in them. Good athlete. Do you take that athletic side from your dad or your mom?
I'll have to say my dad.
Right answer, Tim, right? Well, you're a great kid, and I watch you at the working particularly with the younger kids at JV games, and Bill and I watch, and Randy's noticed that too. You just have a great personality and great work ethic, and wish you the best of success. I know you're going to be a great nurse, do a great job in school, and I hope you get to coach a lot of kids along the way because you're a great role model too.
Thank you.
Leah Kipfer, standout pitcher and player for Albia softball over the years, Lady D's, and also in basketball and volleyball, and just a great, great asset to the community. And we'll be back for tonight's game right after this.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're here at the Albia Sports Complex, Lizzie Alexander Field. Softball action, last home game, Bill Saylor, and we're underway. And leading it off for them is Katie Mashman, the third baseman, hits it to the shortstop, Shepherd. And that is an E6. And so Montezuma, coming in at 10-14, has a leadoff runner on with an error. We're just underway here. This game's starting way earlier than we'd anticipated. Usually it's at 7:30, and it's starting at about 5 minutes till 7. And so we had to really skedaddle here in our pregame features. We're glad to get Lee. And there's Mashman stealing second. She's in there. The throw down by Nadine, not in time. Stolen base by Mashman, one of the Bravettes. One strike now to the batter, and that's Courtney Peterson, the first baseman. Peterson comes into this game, a junior for Monty, hitting at 262, left-handed batter. The pitch on the way, she bunts, and it works. Van Polen fires the first for the putout. They say she's safe. She beat it out. And she's got good speed, and Monty's got runners at first and third. Nobody out. Oh, and here's Colleen Johnston, their pitcher. As I said, Montezuma coming in at 10-14, Lady D's 14-15, just finishing third in the conference at 3-6 behind Clark of Osceola and Eddieville Blakesburg. Here's the pitch from Van Polen, throw down by Dineen, double steal, and the runner makes it to second base, stolen base by Peterson, and Mashman scores, and Monty's on top here 1-0 right off the bat. Were you a little surprised that Dineen threw down to try to throw her out of second with that runner at third, nobody out, Bill?
Well, in the first inning, if you got her at second, it might have stopped this from continuing.
There's a pop-up, and
that's an error.
That's an error on Smallwood here. She drops the foul ball by Johnston, so that gives her new life. Albie off to a little bit of an inauspicious start here in the first. Last home game for the Lady of these tonight. I hope you enjoyed that pregame Where Are They Now feature with Leah Kipfer. She's out here tonight. We talked to her. Great, great player from out of Albie's past. There's the ball, 1-1. In fact, Leah broke a leg. She didn't mention this in the interview a month or so ago, and she's been working on the elliptical at home to get back in shape for her pitching again when she takes it up for her new college. There's a strike on the outside corner, but a great interview and a great kid, and she's certainly helped out the Albie Lady D's a lot this year. There's a strike on the outside corner, and we are at 1-2. Colleen Johnston, she's a junior. And she hits a high fly ball out of right field. That's going to go to the fence. That'll score a run. Montezuma on top, 2-0. And racing to third, there's the relay by Riley. Not in time. That is a triple for Colleen Johnston. We shouldn't be surprised at that kind of a hit from her, Bill, because she came into this game for Montezuma as their leading hitter. their second leading hitter, rather, but actually she is their first because the other girl has only been up four times, hitting .446, and she drove that one deep to right. And she's at third, still nobody out. There's a foul ball off to the right for a strike by Dakota Norris, their catcher. Norris, a junior, hitting at .343, 18 RBI on the season. Monty's up 2-0 already here with nobody out in the first. The pitch by Van Polen. There's a fly ball out into right. Over to make the catch. Nice play. Tagging and trying to score. Here's the play at the plate and going in head first. Good hustle by Johnson. 3-0 Montezuma. That's a sacrifice fly by Norris. And Montezuma is very aggressive here in the early going, aren't they? 3-0. And they've got some speed, don't they?
What is their record?
10-14. They don't look like it, do they?
They look real good right now, Rich.
Lexi Van Polen pitches a strike now to Alex Brenner, the shortstop. Brenner, a sophomore for Montezuma, hitting at .250. Three runs in here in the top of the first for Montezuma. Swing and a miss for a strike, 0-2. So we said this is the last home game for the Lady D's this year. Last game for three seniors. We'll be talking about them through the game. Here's the pitch. Strike three on the outside corner. One down. Strikeout for Van Polen.
We have a wide strike zone tonight.
Abby Nelson, the second baseman, comes to the plate. A junior. A lot of juniors on this Montezuma team. She's hitting at .308. This is kind of one of our slower weeks, Bill, because after tonight, we don't have another game until Saturday, the Albia boys baseball. That's a ball, 1-1. The Albia girls, this wraps it up for them at home tonight, but they travel to Ottumwa Saturday night, and then district play next week, next Tuesday night, in Centerville. That's a ball. Ball 3-0. We'll be back Saturday, actually on there about 10 o'clock Saturday morning, as Knoxville, that's a rare morning start, but Knoxville takes on Albia. There's a strike. Boys baseball action. Knoxville.
10 a.m.
10 in the morning.
First morning game, I think I've never been associated with.
And we may be on about 10 till 10, actually. There's a little number. Van Polen's up with it. Pitcher over to first. And that is out number three. But Montezuma came up with three runs in the inning.
On two hits. There were two errors and a sacrifice fly.
And nobody left on base. They're off to a great start.
Two errors.
3-0 Montezuma as we head to the bottom of the first. I'm going to keep it here just for a second, Derek. I want to thank our board operator tonight, Derek Rockwell, who does a great job in on the board. And we had to get this game started a little early. We anticipated a 7:30 start. The JV game got over early, and then they squeezed it even more. And weather was a concern earlier tonight. It looks pretty good now, but this game's starting at least a half an hour earlier than anticipated, which is rare because usually we start later. As we said, Montezuma coming in at 10-14, Albia at 14-15.
We might say Albia won the JV game.
Yes, Albia won it handily. What was it, 17-2?
Yes, sir.
17-2, so big win for the Albia JV tonight. Albia coached by Miss Chance, Kenny Dorfinghaus, Darren Hill, and they're hoping to go to .500 tonight. A win would make them 15-15. Bill, we mentioned we'll be along Saturday with that Knoxville game with Albia baseball action. And then next Monday, the Albia boys play their last regular season games. Sheraton, which is in a big matchup with Eddieville Blakesburg tonight at Sheraton. Eddieville Blakesburg really needs to win both of those.
They can't win the conference, though.
That would put them in a tie with Sheraton. On the loss side, Sheraton then would come to Albia. That's going to be a tall order. Sheraton's ranked, I think, eighth in the state. And Eddieville Blakesburg's two down in the loss column now, so it's going to be tough for Eddieville Blakesburg. Albia did the damage to them the other night in those two games we saw. Albia swept the doubleheader. But Sheraton will come to Albia Monday, and we'll have both those games for you in a doubleheader action. On in the first, we lead it off here for Albia, and leading it off for Albia, Sidney Weldon, the center fielder. So that kind of brings you up to snuff. The Albia boys actually go to Keokuk tomorrow night. We're not doing that game. Sidney Weldon hitting at .480. Five home runs, 20 RBI. Left-handed batter takes it outside for a ball, 1-1. Doing the pitching tonight for this Montezuma team is Johnston. Colleen, she's a junior, right-handed pitcher. She's 9-13 on the season. The pitch, strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Johnston, a junior, 9-13. She has a 4.94 ERA. A lot of teams have gotten to her. She has 94 strikeouts and 94 walks. So that's part of the problem probably there, Bill. 1-1 ratio on walks and strikeouts in 123 innings. That's just too many.
It should be 2-1 ratio.
She's yielded a .278 batting average to other teams. So that's maybe a little bit of the problem with the high ERA, 4.94. Fouled off by Sydney, it's 2-2. It's hard to believe we've done so many games, and of course next week we start getting into district action. Wide shot, base hit, and that's going to go all the way to the fence under the right fielder, Arndt Straub. Weldon's heading for third, and she'll get there standing up with a triple. Big turn there.
Could we give her a triple or a hit and an error on the right fielder?
Well, I think we'll give it. We'll be generous and say a triple.
That is being generous, and we will do it.
Magnanimous, even? Triple by Weldon there. Hit the ball hard, though. Good hit.
Yes, it was. A good hit.
Kenzie Griffin, left fielder, comes to the plate for Albia.
It bounced right beside the outfielder. She should have knocked that down.
She should have. Kenzie, I think, at 398.
But since it was such a hard hit ball, we are calling that a triple.
Even though we're no relation to the right fielder. Here's the pitch by Matt, by the pitcher, Johnson, Colleen. Ball 2-0. Weldon's at third, nobody out. Albia's down 3-0 in the first. Right-handed batter, Kenzie Griffin, has really come on in the second half of the season. Ball 3-0. Got that average up near 400.
Is Kenzie our left fielder all the time?
Yes, and she's really come on there, too.
I remember last game, she's about catching everything that came out there.
The old vacuum cleaner. There's a strike on the outside corner.
She made that shoestring catch.
Mm-hmm.
Coming on the dead run, coming in.
One thing both teams' hitters are going to have to do tonight is adjust their thinking on the strike zone. He's very generous. You're going to have to be aggressive. Foul ball. What a foot, Bill.
Generous. What a lot. About 5 inches.
3-2. Got out in front of that one. And as we've said, her hitting has really come on the second half of the season. She's got a runner, Sydney Weldon, waiting to pick her up at third. The pitch by Colleen Johnson. High fly ball, head out into deep left field. That ball's back. It might be. It could be. And there's a home run by Kizzy Griffin. We said she's been hitting the ball, and she just hit a two-run homer there. And we've got a 3-2 ball game all of a sudden. That ball just kept carrying. She got under it. It was a high fly ball, but it finally went.
It was fair by maybe a foot or two. It was all ghost on the foul line. But it was inside the foul pole. And was a home run.
Big home run for Kenzie. And that is her second home run of the season. 17th RBI. And it's a 3-2 ball game. How about that all of a sudden?
I think the three runs that Montezuma scored woke us up.
Here's Lexi Van Polen. Line shot. That's a base hit past the shortstop. And Lexi's at first. Still nobody out for Albia. We're getting a courtesy runner for Van Polen.
Probably Spieler, usually. It is. Spieler.
Caitlin Spieler. Number 20, running for Van Polen. This is interesting, Bill. You look at these uniforms of the two teams tonight. They're both in the blue, and they're both in the white pants. It's a big blue night either way.
Yes.
Swing and miss. Senior Rochelle Heineman.
We have red numbers, and they have white numbers.
Swing and miss, strike one. One of three seniors on this Albia team. Rochelle hitting at 266. She's a DH. She's hit three homers on the year, 19 RBI. She's in the hole 0-2. Runner at first, nobody out, 3-2 ball game. We're in the first.
Put that up there for her.
Pitch on the way by Johnson. The runner going. That's fouled out strike two. A little hit and run that time.
Well, she was a little anxious. That pitch was well inside, and she pulled it inside the player's dugout, which is almost impossible.
We're only in the first, just underway. We're starting about a half hour earlier tonight than we anticipated. There's a pop-up center fielder. Steele is there, makes the catch. A little bit of snow cone on that one. See a lot of the ball there, but it is put out, one out. Put off, Cheyenne put off, the right fielder, getting a start tonight, and the reason for that is Tegan Bossert, the regular Albia shortstop, is out with
mono,
and so Mary Shepard, who usually plays right field, is at short tonight for Albia. So Putoff is in there, swing and a miss for a strike, and racing down to second base goes Spieler, and she's in there with the stolen base. The throw down, not in time by Norris. Let's take a look at Montezuma defensively. Courtney Peterson at first, Abby Nelson at second, Alex Brenner is at short, Katie Mashman at third, Paige Snook is in left, Carly Steele in center, Alicia Arndt is in right. Behind the plate, Dakota Norris, and junior Colleen Johnson is doing the pitching, and she gets strike two now to put off. One out. Right-handed batter chokes up just a wee bit. The pitch on the way, strike three. Put off down and strikes two away. Tying run is the second for Albia here. 3-2 ball game in the first. And here's Anna Riley, another one of the Albia seniors, only three on the team. But they've been instrumental in the success of the team this year. Anna hitting at 267, takes the first strike. She's pretty steady at second base. And I know you always admire steady infielders, Bill.
I always like the infielders.
Here's the pitch, high for a ball.
I was one.
Randy is prone to pitchers. His son, Jerry, was an outstanding pitcher for Indian Hills in Upper Iowa. Here's the pitch on the way, and Hannah is
out.
She got nailed pretty good by a fastball that time from Johnston.
Right at the knee.
So now first and second, Mary Shepard, the shortstop, is at the plate. Paul Rouse behind the plate umpiring tonight. Brad Spurgeon on the bases. Anna shakes that off a little bit. That hurts. You can hear that one. Stings. Turned out to be a nice evening for softball here. You can still come out. Nice crowd tonight. Very good crowd. Ball to Shepard. Mary, right-handed batter, chokes up. Now looks down to Mitch Chance at third. First and second, two down, 3-2 Montezuma here. We're only in the first. A lot of action already in this one. Here's the pitch from Johnston. Ground ball off the glove of the second baseman. She stays with it, can't make the play. And Spieler, with that great speed, comes in to score. And that's an error on the second baseman. Van Polen, of course, was not in there. Shepard ran for her, and or rather, Spieler, and she scored easily. Albia's got runners at first and second. Here's Emma Deneen, the catcher. Emma up there right now. Sophomore hitting at 299. We're tied up here, 3-3. Second baseman bobbled that. She still had time, but she just couldn't find the handle on it. That's an error on Abby Nelson to allow that run to score. That one popped up, foul territory. First baseman races over, just into the bleachers, foul ball. 1-1. Riley's at second. Shepard's at first. Three runs in for Albia, tie game. Emma Deneen would like to break that tie. The pitch, there's a high pass over her head. Yep, that'll score two all the way to the center field fence. Mitch Chance is bringing him home, and that is a big double for
Emma Deneen.
There's no doubt about that, Bill. You called it. It was right over the center fielder Steele's head, and she hit it very, very well. And she's been hitting the ball well of late. Deneen.
She smacked that one.
5-3 now, Albia on top, and we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Emma. I think it's Macy, isn't it?
23? Romanko.
I think it's Macy Romanko's at second running. Macy Romanko in at second base running for Deneen. Emma really hit that ball hard, and Albia is stringing together some hits here after going down 3-0. They now lead 5-3 in the first. Pitch by Johnson. Good swing that time. Didn't get it. It's a strike to Cassie Small with the first baseman. Two out, one strike. Right-handed batter Cassie Smallwood. The pitch, fouled it back, strike two. Well, we said that Cassie, or Colleen Johnston for Montezuma had a 4.94 ERA. That's a little high, obviously, for girls softball, but we're seeing maybe the reasons for that right now.
Well, those last two were not earned because that second baseman fielded the ball and got the third out for Montezuma, but
we're seeing some hard-hit balls, though, by Alvia here.
Oh, next, Emma's ball was really smacked on.
And then, of course, the home run by Griffin. So
yeah.
They're making it count here. In the first, Smallwood would like to pick up another one with a hit. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cassie's down on strikes for out number three. But Alvia bats around in the first. After Montezuma plated three in the top of the first, the Lady D's bounced right back with five big runs, and they did it with how many hits, Bill?
Four hits.
Costly error there by the second baseman.
There was one error, and we left one on.
So we played one inning here. Albion now leads it 5-3 after just one inning. We'll be back in a second right after this.
Sennett Pierce-Bachner Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bachner Funeral Homes.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back to Lizzie Alexander Field. Bill Saylor, Rich Grimes here with you. Albia leads at 5-3, last home game for the Lady Bees this year. But we've got a lot more action coming your way, so we'll tell you more about that later.
Alicia Arndt.
The reason I knew, I got to tip you, Bill, on Arndt, there is a guy that pitches in the majors. Same kind of deal, and I've heard it called that way. I had an edge on you, buddy. Right fielder. Arndt. Looper. Nice play by Anna Riley.
Fly out to second base.
So, Arndt, the freshman, hitting 167, and we could use in proper English and say that Arndt a hit.
For Arndt.
That's right. Paige Snook, the left fielder, coming up there now. Snook, only a junior.
Look out.
Nice play by Rochelle Hyman at third base. I mentioned Rochelle usually is a DH for Albia during the year, but she gets the field start today at third base, made a nice play.
Yes, she did. That ball was bang, bang.
Here's Carly Steele, center fielder for Monty, to strike on the outside corner. Carly Steele.
Generous with the strike tonight, Mr. Umpire.
She's a senior, a 345 hitter for them. Left-handed batter. She tries to put a bunt down. It's fouled for a strike. Well, Randy asked if she's hitting 345, why is she batting ninth? I'll give you my theory on that in a minute. Carly Steele. There's a swing and a miss, and that explains it right there. But I'll tell you the scoop on that. You see some, and that's three up, three down. Good inning for Van Polen. Sometimes you'll get a very good hitter in the ninth, and Tony La Russa was notorious for this. When he would actually bat his pitcher eighth and a pretty good hitter ninth, he called it his second leadoff spot. I don't know if that's a theory behind it or not, but it works for us. All we know is three up, three down, nothing across. For Montezuma, Lexi Van Polen settles down. We head to the bottom of the second. It's still Albia leading it now after a good first inning by a score of 5-3. I want to keep this here for a second, Derek. I want to honor the three Albia seniors tonight. Randy did it before the game. Anna Riley, of course, we interviewed Anna early in the year. Her parents, Rudy and Julia Riley, four-year letter winner in softball. How about that? Of course, Anna told you in an earlier game this year she plans to attend the University of Central Missouri to earn a master's in speech pathology. and just a great kid. And I know Mitch Chance had some glowing things to say about her before the game. The other seniors, Rochelle Heineman, her parents Brian and Renee Heineman, her mom was a great softball player too. Back in the days, I think Dara Walker was coaching. She led her 2 years in softball. She's going to attend Kirkwood and transfer to the University of Iowa for pharmacy. And the third Albia senior tonight they honor is Cassie Smallwood. Her parents, Gloria and Charlie Smallwood, two-year letter winner. She's going to attend the University of Iowa and work there towards her major. And can't quite make this out here, but she likes to do some things, too, for a lot of charity, I know, too. Three good kids. Three seniors, and they'll miss them. You know, you look at that bill, and there's three kids. You think, well, they only lose three seniors. But you get senior leadership from these teams. It makes a big difference, doesn't it? You know that as a coach.
Yeah, your seniors are what makes your ball club go most of the time. And but next year, we'll have some more seniors.
That's right. Albia batted around in the first, so right up at the plate right now, center fielder Sydney Weldon. She had a base hitter first time.
She did. Well, that was the hit that we decided she could have a couple.
Yes, we were generous. That seems like that just happened. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. That was a wild first inning.
It was a hit hard enough to be a triple.
Yeah. She's having a great year. Only a junior. Takes herself very seriously. High fly ball. It's out of here. Home run. Kiss of goodbye. Sydney Weldon with number 6 on the year. And we all knew right away that time, didn't we?
It was dumb.
Dead center field, probably hit that about 220. And the Albia Lady D's mob her at home plate. What a thrill for her. 6-3 Albia. We are seeing some hard hit balls tonight, aren't we? And it has nothing to do with atmospheric conditions or global warming.
There's no wind blowing out.
Nope. They're just hitting the ball hard. And right now, Colleen Johnston is getting pounded for Montezuma. She's around the plate, Bill, but, you know, she's got a little bit of a change. Mostly fastball pitcher, but she's leaving it out over the plate, and they're punishing her. That's a ball inside now to Kenzie Griffin, who homered her first time up there. Kenzie's got 2 on the year. Sydney now has 6 home runs in the season. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike. That was with the letters. 1-1. 1-1. So we salute the Albia seniors tonight. And right now they're playing quite well. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2-1. Many of you might have expected Albia was going to be in the Ottumwa tournament Friday, but Ottumwa did a little bit of dancing around with the Albia on the scheduling, and I have to tell you, Mitch Chance said he didn't like it. Good for Mitch. So they're not going to be in the Ottumwa tournament Friday. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. But they will play Ottumwa on Saturday. Tourneys are wonderful things, but sometimes you're better off to avoid them. 2-1. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball, hit out into deep left, way back. That's 2 home runs of the night for Kenzie Griffin. Solo shot, 7-3. Albia's hit 3 home runs, and we're only in the second inning. My goodness, how's that for priming up for tournaments later next week? Griffin nailed that, no doubt there. That's about 210, 215. It's 7-3. And my goodness, 7-3.
We're going to have a hard time determining the best offensive player of the game.
What's that, Randy?
She's not throwing bad.
No, she's not throwing bad, but she's just hanging them out there. Bill, it's going to be tough to pick a star of the game tonight.
We've got a couple right now.
7-3. Lexi Van Polen's up there. She had a base hitter first at bat, and they're getting her some runs to work with tonight, aren't they? And Johnston's not throwing bad at all. That looked pretty good there.
A little bit low,
ball one. Well, you know, I'm sure Albie's playing very inspired tonight. It's senior night. It's the last home game of the season. There's a pitch. That's a strike, outside corner. Fastball, 1-1. Oh, I did. Cindy just reminded me, we did tell you this earlier, Tegan Bossert is not playing for Albie tonight. She's out probably for the year with mono now. So Mary Shepard is playing short tonight for Albie, and of course that's why Putoff is getting the start right. That was too bad because Tegan is playing some great softball for Albie Blade, particularly defensively. That one's fouled off to the left by Van Polen. That's a strike. Two strikes, one and two. Well, I tell you, Albia will open tournament action next Tuesday in Centerville. And do you think they want to get some revenge on Centerville? They finished ahead of Centerville in the conference. But they've lost to them twice. That was the first game we did this year, Bill, the Centerville-Albia girls game.
It was.
Albia will play Centerville down at Centerville. We'll be on there about 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Brandy will be doing that one because you are so much in demand, you're going to be in a golf situation again.
That's right. I'll be thinking about you.
3-2. Taking on the Redettes. 3-2. Pitch to Van Polen. There's a ground ball hit to the shortstop, and she bobbles it, drops it, and that's an error by the shortstop. Error on Brenner. Van Polen's at first. We're going to get a runner for Lexi. And it's Caitlin Spieler again. Rachel Hindman, usually DHing, as I said earlier, playing third base tonight for the D's. Fly deep to center field in her first at-bat. She's up there, one on, two out. Here might be another home run right here, Bill. It's a strike. Very easily. If she gets something to drive, you know what will happen.
You said two out, Rich. There's nobody out.
Nobody out. Two on, I thought.
Two on.
Two in. Popped it up, Bill. Not this time, right?
Oh, my golly, wow.
I'm going to let you decide what to call that.
A little pop fly to the second baseman. It bounced off her glove into the glove of the right fielder. And when it bounced out of the second baseman's glove, the Albia runner thought it was going to be dropped. She took off her second base. But when the right fielder caught the ball, eventually she doubled her off with a throw to the first baseman.
And there are two out.
There are now two out.
Fly ball, head out into center. Center fielder is there making the catch. Steal for out number three, retiring.
What a ball here.
Flying out to the center fielder. Well, you'll never see that play again like that. Albia came up with two runs in the inning on two home runs. Weldon and Griffin, back-to-back shots, back-to-back. There was one error in the inning, and nobody left on because of that strange little play we just saw. We played two. Lady D's lead it 7-3. And we'll send it back for a couple of words from some of our great sponsors.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
She's just a freshman. Lizzie Alexander Field here at Albia Sports Complex, and Katie Mashman, the freshman third baseman, leads it off for the Braves. The Bravettes, they call themselves.
Followed off the first pitch, and it is strike one.
Montezuma, what a great athletic tradition. Albia Superintendent Kevin Krall was there for a while. One of my old friends who passed away a couple of years ago, Carol Rugland, led them to 89 wins in a row in girls basketball and two state titles a number of years ago. You might remember that. Great team led by Sandy Van Cleve. Sandy's no longer there. She ran a malt shop there for a while. 89 in a row on girls basketball, 6-on-6. Carol went on and coached in Hampton for a number of years.
Another famous 6-on-6 girls coach passed away, Mel Cooperschmidt.
Yes, outstanding guy. Great coach.
My partner in crime many nights.
Outside for ball. One ball, two strikes to Mashman. Mashman reached on an error to begin the game. 338 hitter on the year for Monty. Good leadoff hitter. Just missed inside. 2-2. Rutland was a character, but I learned he was very good to share with younger coaches all that knowledge he had. Cooperschmidt was the same way.
Yes. Mel was outstanding. He won state championships in girls 6-on-6. He also won a girls championship when they went to 5-girl when he went to Waterloo and coached the Columbus girls to a state championship in 5-girl basketball. A
couple of big names.
And he also coached the West Central team to a state championship in softball. Most people don't know that.
You know, Rochelle Hyman usually doesn't play defense for Albia's varsity. She DHs. She's had two hard hit balls, including that one, Bill. At right arm, she made another great play. One out. Courtney Peterson, first baseman. She had a base hit her first time. Left-handed batter. And she bunts again. That's foul. And how'd she have the base hit? She beat out a bunt last time up there. She's got great speed, left-handed batter.
And she stole second base immediately.
And, of course, Monty got three runs in the top of the first to take a 3-0 lead, but Albia's come up with 7 unanswered. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. There's a base hit. Pass. Cassie Smallwood to right. And it gets past the right fielder, put off, and she's going to take that extra base, so it's going to be a hit in the air. As easily into second base goes Peterson, and that brings the pitcher, Colleen Johnson, to the plate, and she had a base hit her first time up. I want to congratulate the Albia Blue USSSA 10-AA team. They won the state championship in Ankeny over the weekend. They were 1-1 in pool play. And, of course, then they just kind of ran the field the rest of the time. They beat about everybody they played after that. And, of course, I know a lot of folks heard them come in on the fire truck the other day. So congratulations to them. No balls, two strikes now to Johnson. Leading hitter in girls softball in state's Nicole Shute from Martinsdale St. Mary's. She's a sophomore, 688. How about that?
Wow.
Albia's been hitting like they had 688 hitters tonight. One ball, two strikes now to Johnson. But that's something else for a sophomore, isn't it? Swing and a miss, strike three.
Two out.
Two down. Here's Dakota Norris. What'd she do her first time up, Bill?
Deep fly to the right fielder that batted in a run and scored a sacrifice fly because she scored a run after the catch.
And as we said, she came into the game at 3:43. She hit that ball very, very well to drive in that run on that sack fly.
Yes, it was.
You know, we talk about batting averages and top hitters. We've talked about, particularly when we do baseball games, Twin Cedars. That's a ball two. The winningest team right now in the state of Iowa, ranked third. We keep focusing on them, and they've got a great shortstop there, the Roby kid. And Dave Roby's the principal, is always so hospitable to us. There's a ground ball. Base hit past the glove of Mary Shepard, and they're going to hold the runner at third. Base hit by Norris that time. She's just a good hitter, you can tell it. That brings Alex Brenner to the plate. She struck out. But Monty has runners at first and third now, two out, and they're hoping for a two-out base hit here.
Strike out, first time at bat.
They've got four hits so far up Ann Pullen. We're on the third. Albia leads to 7-3. Right-handed batter Brenner, the shortstop. Open stance, the pitch. There's a ground ball hit slowly to Shepard, off her glove. And that's going to be an error, and that'll score a run at 7-4. Another error on Mary Shepard. And I would have to say this, and we need to say this, Bill, again. Tegan Bossert has been playing so well at shortstop for Albia of late. She's sick, probably done for the year, and she'll recover. It's not anything that's not going to be, it's not a problem in that regard. Swing and a miss this time by Abby Nelson, second baseman for Monty. Mary's playing a new position at short tonight, and she's just struggling there a little bit right now. But a lot of pressure there when you go to a new spot, from an outfield spot especially. Swing and a miss, strike two to Nelson.
Shortstop and outfield are a mile apart.
Mile apart. Ben Poland trying to get the K here, and she does. Strike three, and that retires the side. Good job by Lexi. They do come up with one run, unearned run in the inning. Two hits. Two errors.
Two left on.
Two left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's still Albie leading it, 7-4. I want to pick up on that Roby thought here a little bit, Bill, before we send it for a commercial. Dave Roby, principal at Twin Cedars, they've got a pretty good softball team, too. His daughter right now is third in the state in hitting in softball. Her brother is very good, as you know. But his daughter, Brittany, is hitting .626, and she's an underclassman. And catch this, her slugging percentage is 1,111.
How many home runs does she have?
She's pretty talented. She could probably play on a lot of boys' baseball teams. So both his kids, and you remember the last time we were over there, he was shifting back and forth, trying to watch her game and then coming over to watch their boys' game. So we've got a couple of...
I didn't know you can have a slugging percentage of over 1,000.
That's just how many extra base hits she's got. And another area player, Sarah Pate, who is a senior with league champion here, Clark of Osceola. Clark won the South Central this year, hitting at .557. So there's some big-name players in the area that have done very, very well. I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, the Albia Brewery Company. Brian Lindberg and his lovely wife run that. They've got a special deal coming up Saturday. Randy, you'll relate to this. Performing in the courtyard at the Albia Brewery Company on Saturday will be Carl Robinson. Carl's performed with many artists of the music industry, highly renowned guitarist and vocalist, and we've known him forever, and he loves always sing all the time, anywhere, anytime. And he's going to be bringing some great music Saturday, July 6th at 7:30 at the Albia Brewing Company's enclosed courtyard, and they hope to see you there. Of course, if you go there, you got to hit some of their great food, which we talk about all the time. I mean, great food. In fact, he was going to send us a pizza at the last game, and he didn't know we wanted one, Bill, or we'd have had another one.
He knew we wanted one.
That's what he said. But if you're listening, Brian, we'll take whatever we can get any time. Right, Randy?
You don't get the food if you don't know.
There's a fly ball. Drops in front of the right fielder, and I guess we'll score that a base hit by Anna Riley leading it off here. Anna has reached on a hit by a pitch, and of course she had a base hit there. Mary Shepard's up there now. Right-handed batter. Mary squares the bunt, puts it down, it's foul for a strike. They're going to play for that run, aren't they?
Well, that might be a good thing. Mary Shepard is a good bunter. Why would that let her do it?
And Mary has good speed. So she may be bunting for the base hit. Only... There's a bunt, and it's a dandy. Great play by their third baseman, Mashman, who's over a freshman.
Wow.
And she throws Shepard out. She had to be quick, and she was. Nice play. Riley goes to second.
Well, I think we should give her a sack.
I think we'll call that a sack, yep. Sacrifice bunt. Nice job by Shepard. Their third baseman played it so very nicely that time. Here's Emma Deneen, who had that ringing double in her last plate appearance. Over the center fielder's head, and she had a good rip that time and fouls it back for a strike. One out, runner at second. Albie leads 7-4 here in the bottom of the third. Kevin Krull, Albie's superintendent, is behind us tonight. You really get the administrator in charge when the head man's here.
He better shape up if he's going to stay up here with us.
Popped up by Deneen, third baseman. Now the pitcher calls it, and Johnson puts it away. Two down. Kevin was up here before I started talking about food, so we can't say it was that. But
why didn't we send him down to the pizza house that Brian Lindbergh's been bringing?
He's closed on Tuesdays.
Oh,
that's right. So that means we're going to get two the next time. There's a line shot at the center. That's a base hit. It's going to roll by the center fielder, and that's easily going to score Riley. 8-4 and racing to third, and she'll make it easily, is Cassie Smallwood, who came up and poked that first shot right out of the center field. And I think you're going to score that a single and an error by the center fielder, don't we? You got to call it a hit? You got to call it a triple?
She never touched it. We're saying it took a bat bounce back.
Okay.
Give her a triple, huh?
You guys are so magnanimous tonight, I tell you. This is my night to ask you for a loan.
Well,
Well, she's backed up pretty good. Give her a triple.
Yeah, it's just
tremendous. She went all the way to third.
It's senior night. It's a triple for Cassie.
With no hesitation.
That was misplayed, though.
It was.
Sydney Weldon, who homered her last at bat, is up there now. Sydney's got two hits on the night. She scored two runs. And obviously an RBI.
Rich, listen, she might hit for the cycle. She got a double and a home run now. She needs a single and a triple.
A single will be easy.
Oh, no, that we just had a couple triples.
She takes this pitch. 0-2, two out.
No, we've only yes, we have. We've had two triples in this game.
Which we haven't seen many this year.
No. And what we want a girl to get for the cycle, it's a 1-2 and 3-4.
Sydney has five triples on the season. Fouls this off, 1-2. She's got six home runs, five triples.
She'll one of them tonight.
21 RBI.
I think sometimes the scorekeeper gets her a triple.
Here's the pitch by Colleen Johnston. It's in the dirt. Nice stop to keep it close by Dakota Norris there. Two balls, two strikes, two out, 8-4 Albia right now. On deck, it's Kenzie Griffin, who also has a couple of home runs tonight. Here's the pitch on the way. This one's popped up, got well underneath that one. It's out of play.
Come on, Kenzie.
This is Kenzie's on deck.
No. Sydney's batting, yeah.
Yeah.
Sydney, well, yeah.
Boy, she's really digging in here. She wants to jack one here. Here's the pitch. Deep, deep out of the left side. Score! Home run! Right, Sydney. Two home runs in the night for Weldon, and she now has seven on the year. Albia's hit four home runs tonight. And she gets the home run trot, and they'll greet her at the plate. And it's 10-4 Albia. As my late aunt, who was 88, and I heard her say this from a rocking chair many years ago, when something like this would happen, she would say, "Mercy, oh." And that's what probably Montezuma is thinking right now.
Well, how is she going to hit for the cycle? She's supposed to get the double or the single. She gets the home run.
She'll take touching all the bases to be sufficient, I think. 10-4, bottom of the third. Two out, and this is amazing. Kenzie Griffin already has hit two.
The only way she can top what Sydney did is get another home run.
The pitch takes it inside for a strike. Fastball that time. Johnston, as I said, came into this game with a 4.94 ERA, and we speculate on that. Now, she's around the plate, but she serves well. There's a high fly ball. That's foul. Left fielder over. Just out of play. They are getting under the ball and making good contact, and they're just have their hitting shoes on tonight.
Hitting shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
That's a new one. It's actually not a new one.
Hitting shoes?
Mm-hmm. Inside. High inside. 1-2. That's kind of a cousin to wooden shoes.
I guess I'm too old for that one.
You're not too old. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are. Because you're not that old. You're just young.
But I never had hitting shoes.
Two balls and two strikes. Randy asked if balls are old as Jim's off. Not even close.
Not quite.
Jim Zabel was just buried a couple of weeks ago, 21st.
I like Jim.
High for ball, 3-2.
I have Jim Zabel's book.
I have Jim Zabel's book, autographed copy.
Yes, with the disc in the back.
Yes.
Yes, we both have that thing. Ooh, I'm giving a hit to that ball.
Hard hit ball to the third baseman, Nashman.
I'm giving a hit on that.
Too hot to handle. Base hit. It was a smash, and she knocked it down, the freshman Mashman that time.
Right.
So still two out, and the batter now, Lexi Van Polen. Griffin's been on three times with hits. 10-4, Albia, bottom of the third. Van Polen has reached on an error. She has a base hit. They're certainly getting her enough runs to work with tonight. She fouls this off to the left. two strikes now to Lexi. On deck, it's Rochelle Hyndman. You know, I have to, here's the pitch, way outside, goes clear to the backstop. That's going to be a wild pitch.
Wild pitch.
Going down to second base goes Griffin. You know, you see four home runs tonight by your top two hitters, your top two leadoff hitters, of course. And you have to look at Rochelle Hyndman here, and I can't believe she won't get into this hit parade before the night's over. There's a shot at the left base hit. That's by the left fielder. It'll go clear to the fence. That's going to score another run. It's 11-4. And there's Van Polen into second base standing up with a double. Bill's going to have to get the calculator out here to keep track of hits tonight.
You lost my favorite pencil, too.
Your favorite pencil. Actually, it's been taken to the Iowa Historical Museum, your pencil.
I'm going to replace it next time.
It's replacing Floppy. They put him away, and now you have your pencil out there. Hyndman takes the strike. Floppy was made out of balsa wood. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
So, pencil?
You have.
Yes. Wait a minute. What is that, Kevin? Crawl behind me. You lost a lot of respect for Floppy when Dwayne Allen died.
Because you know what Floppy said?
What Floppy say? No. Nothing. Boy, that's too bad. It's, yeah. And that's why Kevin keeps his day job. It's super. Life ball, center field. Hyndman flies out for out number three. Hey, we're having fun at the old ballpark. Big crowd here tonight. Albie Lady D's last home game of the year. They lead Montezuma and the Braves. Bravettes, 11-4. Four home runs tonight. It's amazing.
Five hits
an inning. So how many runs? Four runs?
Five hits. Well, there was an error.
There was one error and one left. Quick play three, 11-4 Albie Lady D's. And before we send it back for a quick sponsor note, I want to mention to you, Albie Boys travel to Keokuk tomorrow night. We're not doing that game. Our next broadcast is Saturday morning, a rare Saturday morning game. The Knoxville Panthers come to town, take on Boyd Britton's Albie Blue Demon Squad. We'll be on the air about 10 till 10. We've got a great pregame show there for you on our Big Blue Live, talking to Ann Jewell from Louisville Slugger in Louisville, Kentucky, about the great museum there and also how they pick out bats for the major leaguers, and it's really intriguing. I think you'll enjoy that. We've got that game for you Saturday morning. Monday, we'll be back here in Albia, Sheraton, the Chargers ranked 8th in their class, coming here to take on the Albia Blue Demons in a doubleheader. We'll be on there about 5:25. We're going to talk to one of your old pitchers during that, the interim in that those two games.
Cliff was a pitcher and second baseman and a shortstop and an all-purpose player.
Talking about Cliff Kirk, we hope to have a guy from the Allen Bestie from the Iowa Girls Union, too.
Well, are you going to bring back some information on the Iowa Cubs versus the Memphis?
Yes, because I plan on being at the iCubs-Memphis game tomorrow night.
You'll have to relay some information to us about
it. I will. iCubs playing Memphis tonight. Memphis AAA team for the Cardinals. Cubs, iCubs with the Cubs, and that's always the biggest seller of tickets in the iCubs schedule at Principal Park. Anna Riley. That's a rare thing to see an error by Anna Riley, but she just made one there to allow Alicia Arndt, the right fielder, to reach base. You don't see that very often. But yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night, God willing, and bring some stuff back from that. The batter, Paige Snook, left fielder. She grounded from third to first. Her first plate appearance, pitched by Lexi. It's a strike on the outside corner. Good fastball.
There is a small group from Albia attending that game.
I guess that's right.
Lutheran minister and her three friends.
Yeah.
I think maybe one of them is her husband.
Good play by Lexi Van Polen. She looked to second, saw she had a chance to get Arndt. Got the force out there at second. Fielder choice. Snook reaches first. Carly Steele, the center fielder, comes up. Nice play by Lexi Van Polen.
Still, shortstop or second?
Short. One on, one out. There's a little blooper. Texas League is going to drop for a base hit. Base hit that time by Steele. So now Montezuma has runners at first and second, one out. Back to the top of the order, freshman Katie Mashman. Third baseman, she's 0 for 2 on the night. She did score a run because she reached on an error in the first. Ike, as I said, playing Memphis tonight.
Yes.
And then, of course, tomorrow night again. We always tell you, get tickets to Principal Park, no matter who they're playing. It's a great place to take your family.
Fireworks tomorrow night.
Great time. Yeah, I'm going to see fireworks. We're seeing fireworks here tonight.
You're late.
I always stay up late.
Okay. Indy boy.
Yeah. Foul straight back over ahead. I shouldn't stay up late. I stay up late and I get up early, and then I complain why I'm tired. Figure it out, Richard.
Scott will say hello to you, won't you?
Yeah, in fact, Scott told me to stop up, so.
Well, maybe you'll get there in time for food.
I hope so.
Maybe not. I don't know if Night Game gets food.
Yeah, they get food.
Do they?
Trust me.
I think I... Where did we get food at a day game?
You always
you got that.
ICAPs, media gets perks.
They treat the media quite well.
Nice play there by Albie. They didn't get the runner at first, but a nice, nice play. A little defensive play there to try to pick a runner out first.
Yeah, we have two on and one out.
One and two the count. Here's a pitch. Sway and a miss and down on strikes.
Is T.D. Mashman.
Mashman. She is now 0 for 3 on the night. That brings Courtney Peterson, the first baseman, up. She scored twice. She has two hits. She's a left-handed batter, has excellent speed for Montezuma.
Oh, yes. She is a flyer.
And, of course, we said she came into this game hitting about 343. Left-handed batter, the pitch. She fouls it at the plate for a strike.
I think she's batting 100 and hitting and running 243 more.
Mm-hmm. They do have fireworks, though, tomorrow night. So maybe get up there and see the...
They don't have a game on the 4th.
That's right. Get up there and see last game in the homestand. Memphis and the I-Cubs. I-Cubs have some great prospects. The Chicago Cubs, Junior Lake, Bogusevic. Cardinals, of course, Tavares is on the DL, but I believe Carlos Martinez, their premier young pitcher, is pitching tomorrow night. Outside for a ball. 1-2, two out. Courtney Peterson, first baseman. Montezuma desperately needs to pick up a couple of runs here. They're down 11-4 in the top of the 4th. They led 3-0 in this game. There's a little chopper. What a play by Anna Riley that time. Heads up and a nice defensive jam. That ball didn't have enough mustard to get through to the center field. It looked like it was going to go through. Anna went to her right, made the play, tagged the bag, got the force out. Nice play by Anna Riley. No runs in the inning for Montezuma.
One hit.
They leave two. We go to the bottom half of inning number 4. It's still the Lady D's 11. Montezuma, 4. And we'll be back for the bottom of the 4th right after this from some of our great sponsors.
This is Mike Gray with Albie Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albie Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albie Motor Company, right here in Albie, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albie? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at Lizzie Alexander Field, Albie Sports Complex. Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, Randy Stafford's up here in the booth, Kevin Crawl, and we're all elated. It's 11-4 Albie, bottom of the 4th, over Montezuma, the Bravettes. Why is it all these people with all this great food always want us to talk about them during the games?
I don't know why they do that.
The Monroe County Cattlemen are serving up, this is tomorrow, supper. I won't be there. I've got to be in Des Moines.
Maybe I can be there.
You can be there. All of you can be there. The Cattlemen.
Where is this?
From 4 to 7 at Jim and Charlie's parking lot tomorrow night.
Wow, Jim and Charlie's parking lot. I know where that is.
And that's a ball here leading it off. It's
Cheyenne
Putoff, right fielder. Listen what they have. Hamburgers, ribeye steak sandwiches, chips, and pop.
That is all sounding good.
Hamburgers, ribeye steak sandwiches, chips, and pop.
And you know Jim and Charlie know how to do this.
And the Monroe County Cattlemen are going to cook the supper.
Well, then they know how to do it.
And you know the slogan for the beef producers, and you know, I had to do Sam Elliott here, Robert Mitchell. Beef, it's what's for supper.
Yes.
You know how they always did that real low.
Fly ball there by Putoff. Drops for a base hit into right field. So Cheyenne getting the start tonight. Gets a base hit. Gets into the act with the other Alki players. She's at first. Nobody out. Here's Anna Riley, who had the good defensive gym to end the last inning. She's been hit by a pitch. She's got a base hit. She scored two runs. Runner at first. Nobody out. Anna Riley. Colleen Johnson's won all the way for Montezuma. Tie for a ball. She's given up 11 runs. And, you know, Randy, you made the comment a little bit ago. She's not a bad pitcher at all. She's just around the plate, and she tends to leave it up in the strike zone a little too much, and now he's pounced on him. Good cut by Riley.
Richard says it's their hitting shoes.
Hitting shoes. You know what else I noticed here about Albia tonight? Very aggressive at the plate. They're up there trying to make some things happen. One of those ribeye steak sandwiches would be pretty good right now.
I had one on the day that we had the hot rods in town.
Foul back
and
strike two.
And it was really good.
Yeah. We were just commenting on some initials written beyond second base in the outfield grass. We're trying to figure that out.
Ooh, got you.
Foul straight back, Lana, still 1-2. What does that say?
MC for Monroe County All-Stars.
Monroe County All-Stars. Actually, I feel better about that. I actually thought it said announcers go home earlier. And there's a stolen base sliding in there easily. Cheyenne put off. Stolen base. 2-2 now to Anna Riley. The old SB in the scorebook, right?
I'd just put an S now.
Just put S?
Sometimes I put SB. But since you lost my good pencil, I'm just making an S.
Foul back for a strike. But it was already 2-2, so Anna's getting her cuts up there. That mechanical pencil, my dad used to use those when he was county auditor for years, and I always thought if you press down on them too hard, they break all the time.
Well, they do.
You gotta have something with real lead in it.
With real lead, it's just kind of fine.
It is fine.
That's why I like it. I like it because I had an eraser and I make a lot of mistakes.
Three balls, two strikes. Anna Riley digs in. Colleen Johnson goes to work. Here's the pitch on the way. And Anna fouls another one. Good at bat for Anna Riley this time. She's hanging right in there. On deck, it's Mary Shepherd.
Get your hitting shoes on.
That's what it takes. That's those blue ones, see?
Well, will you see?
Here's the pitch to Anna. Strike three, and oh my, that was a little wide.
If you have two strikes,
you got to check.
That one was close enough to take a crack at that.
Mary Shepherd's up there now. She has reached once on an error. She's 0 for 2. Getting a start at shortstop tonight in place of Tegenbosser, who's been ill. And she hits a hard hit ground ball to second baseman down on one knee. Abby Nelson, the first. They call her safe? Yes, I believe they did. Boy, I don't know how. No, she's out. She was right the first time. Randy, you thought she beat it. It was close. That was a hard hit ball, and you really have to. There again is Mary Shepherd's speed, and when you think she's only going into the freshman class, she's got a brilliant future ahead of her in softball. Foul strike by Emma Deneen. Emma's 1 for 2. Runner at third.
Yeah. She went to third on the ground ball.
Anna, second. Right, right. Put off went to third on that. Nelson wanted to make sure after an error earlier she didn't miss that. She got down on one knee to make the play, and it almost cost her getting the put out. Took a little too long to do that.
Randy said she was safe.
As long as he doesn't say it too loud, because the umpire's real close.
We're not complaining.
Popped up. Second baseman over. Oh, she drops it. Popped right in and out of her glove. Got it in the heel of her glove that time. An error on Nelson. Run scores 12-4 Albia.
You know what happened last time? It popped out of her glove. The right fielder caught it.
But
she should have done it again.
Yeah.
So that almost happened again.
See, it worked out, Randy.
We're getting a runner now for Dineen. I think that's Macy again, isn't it?
Romanco again, anyway.
Yeah. Macy Romanco. Cassie Smallwood up there. Romanco fakes the go, does it? Cassie Smallwood.
We scored the run on that little
right.
top fly, though.
That's an error on the second baseman there.
It was.
It's Hannah Romanco this time instead of Macy. And she's going to go down to second easily that time. Pass ball on that one. She's into second. Catcher dropped the ball.
Yeah, but it bounced. It's a wild,
wild pitch.
Yeah.
And I think she was planning on stealing anyway. Smallwood waits. 0-1, two out. Albia just really having their own way. Good cut by Cassie. 0-2, 12-4 Albia bottom the fourth. And you know, you looked at this game early when Montezuma jumped out 3-0 and you thought, uh-oh. But Albia has just responded, and each inning they've threatened and delivered. Bottom of the fourth, 8-run Albia Lady D lead. In the dirt, and that's an
another wild pitch.
Wild
you can't
pitch.
Throw that ball on time like that.
And
it's like the catcher to save you every time.
And it's 3-1 now, going down to third base is Romanco. Be nice to see Cassie get a hit here, senior. She has one on the night. Hit that triple. Here's the pitch on the way. It's low for a ball. 3-4. And she gets the walk, so she's on base. That's just almost as good. Runners on the corners for Albia, two out, and we go back to the top of the order, Sydney Weldon. Now, Sydney,
look out,
has three hits on the night, and the last two have been home runs. I'm not going to jinx her.
A triple and two home runs. Look out.
Left-handed batter, runners at the corner. Here's the pitch. Not this time. Little slow roller to the second baseman, right up her arm. That's an error.
That it's
got to be an error. Here on the second baseman, run scores 13-4 Albia. Weldon's at first now. Down at second, Smallwood. Here's Kenzie Griffin, who has two home runs on the night for Albia. 3-for-3, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled over beyond third base for a strike.
It's hard to do, Richard, but the ground ball to the second baseman, if that second baseman would have taken one more step in and bumped our base runner, the base runner would be out.
Absolutely. It would have been runner interference. And she should have charged that ball because it was slowly hit. That's fouled straight back, strike two.
It's hard for, an infielder to do that, even though she knows that that the runner is out for interference if that happens. But it's very hard for the fielder to do that.
Kenzie's in the hole, 0-2. Here's the pitch by Colleen Johnston. And it's fouled behind us, out of play. You can see Kenzie really swinging up on that ball right now. But why not? She has two for the night. 13-4 Albia, bottom of the fourth against Montezuma.
We're having a home run derby here to see who can hit the most.
How's this for a final home game of the season?
The pitch
in the dirt again. Runners look to go, but don't. They got down about halfway, both of them, between second and third and first.
Catcher made a good play.
Nice play by Norris for them. 1-2, two out. Kenzie Griffin, 3-for-3 on the night, two homers. Here's the pitch by Johnston. Inside and low for ball, 2-2. Johnston is... Hey, there he is. How you doing, guy? Slipped in behind us. That's ball three. Mr. Kerbach.
You can't give up here like that.
What a great softball coach he has been. He is in likeness with his appearance in the booth tonight. Swing and a miss. Griffin, they finally get her out. Strike three. She's still 3-for-4 on the night for out number three. But Albie gets another run. Where are you going?
One run, one hit.
Oh, always good to see you, buddy.
Two errors. One hit. Two errors. One hit.
We go to the top half of the fifth. The Albia Lady D is leading at 13-4. We'll be right back.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family.
They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Larry Offenbach, one of the great coaches in Albia softball history, just came up to the booth. He just left a minute ago. I call him the Bach man. But Larry Offenbach, what a great career he's had here. And he's middle school principal over there now, does a great job. So good to see him up here. As I said, he enlightened us with his presence. He's a big fan. 13-4, top of the fifth. Larry Offenbach. Boys, good to have you guys up here, too. I'm just surrounded by scholars and icons. Leading off for Montezuma here, Colleen Johnson, the pitcher. She's 1-for-2. Colleen, that's a big Irish name. It's Colleen, but Colleen, still Irish name. 1-1. Colleen's 1-0, Colleen's 2. She's 2. Little number out. Little soft liner, Dana Riley, 1-down. Here's Dakota Norris.
What happened there?
1-2, lined out, soft liner to Riley for out number 1. 13-4, Albia, top of the fifth. There's a fly ball hit out just into the grass. Going to drop base hit. Norris on with a base hit. Alex Brenner, the batter. 1-on, 1-out. High for ball. Deneen is just continuing to get better behind the plate all the time, too. I've really seen her come along better this year. Handling the pitcher. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a ball. Quick throw down, and oh, my goodness. Made that a little bit close down there. Nice throw by Deneen down to Smallwood. Smallwood's playing in on the corner at first, as is Rochelle Hyndman at third, but down by 9 runs, I don't think they're going to be bunting. And there is a play. Oh, Rochelle Hyndman, one out. Foul territory. Brenner's down, 2 down.
Nice catch.
She's making the most of her defensive start tonight, isn't she?
She's playing well.
And that's good. See you tonight. 2 out.
Watch out.
Way inside that time going to the dirt is Abby Nelson. Takes it for a ball.
A headhunter. Wow.
Lexi working quickly, and that's spelled off to her right for strike. 1-1. Ben Poland works very quickly, which you like to see if she gets in a rhythm. Big crowd here on hand tonight. 1-1, 2 out. 13-4 Albia, top of the fifth. Ben Poland gets the sign from Deneen, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. We've seen Lexi really develop with this a lot better this year, too. When she gets ahead in the count, she likes to throw the ball a little out of the strike zone or make him chase, and she did there. Here's the 1-2. She tries to do it again as Deneen sets up way outside. This time, Nelson not going for it. It's 2-2. Deneen and Van Polen, both only sophomores, and they're on the same page most of the time. Base hit that time by Abby Nelson out of the left field. Kenzie Griffin gets it in. Montezuma now is 2 on, 2 out. And here's Alicia Arndt, 0-for-2. She did reach base on an error by Anna Riley, one of the rare ones. Arndt. 3 Albia seniors closing out their home career tonight.
there's a strike card. But as I said, the Albie Lady D's go to Tumble Saturday, and they'll be in district play at Centerville Tuesday. Be on the air at 7 with that game against the Redettes. They'll try to get a measure of revenge. Centerville finished below Albie in the conference, but they beat Albie twice. Two strikes now, two aren't. The pitch from Van Polen. Here it is. Outside. Again, Emma setting out, not chasing that time. Next baseball action, Saturday morning. We'll be on the air about 9:50, thereabouts, 9:50, 10 o'clock. Knoxville Panthers at the Albie Blue Demons. And there's strike three. She did chase that time for out number three. So no runs, one hit, two hits, two hits, no errors, two left. Bottom of the fifth, 13-4. And one more run, gentlemen, and this game will be history. We'll be back right after this.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the fifth, 13-4 Albia, and Albia gets one more run, and this is a 10-run rule game. Who'd have thought it? Albia's played terrifically tonight in their last home game. Next week, the regular season ends for the boys, but we're close to district action. In fact, next Tuesday, I said the Centerville Redettes will entertain Albia in Centerville in district action. Boys district action, Albia will open a week from Saturday with Davis County right here in Albia. So we're getting to that time of year. Bottom of the fifth, Colleen Johnston. Fires a strike in there to Lexi Van Polen leading it off for Albia. Lexi's got a nice big lead as a pitcher to work with tonight. She's 11-11 on the year. She could move on the good side of 500 with this win tonight. And she just had a base hit to center. Left center, and nice play by the center fielder. She's going for two, and she is going to be out. And credit the center fielder that time, Carly Steele, with a nice play. She backhanded that base hit. Lexi, it looked like in the face of that bill, could have had a double. But once she took the turn and made the effort to go to second base, Steele really got it in quickly, and they put the tag on her for the putout. One down. Here's Rochelle Heineman. This could very well be her last home at bat as a senior here, as a Lady D. Last home game for these seniors, last home game of the year for the Lady D's. They've got a lot of action ahead of them, though. One strike to Rochelle. Colleen Johnston. Fires it in there. It's high for ball. 1-1. I want to thank our board operator, Derek Rockwell, tonight. Joe Millich. Certainly my compatriot here, Bill Saylor. What's his fantastic work? Randy Stafford on the PA. We have a lot of fun up here. Kevin Krall and Larry Achenbach just disappeared. I think we were talking so much about food, they went looking for some. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a line shot, and that's over the head of the center fielder. That will go to the fence. She ran in, and it went over. And Rochelle's into second base with a double. Well, you get those line drives, they can sail on. And the center fielder, Steele, came in, and she was in trouble from the get-go there, wasn't she, Bill?
Yes, she was. She misplayed that into a double.
She's at second. One out. Here's Cheyenne Putoff, who has a base hit, 1-for-3 in her start tonight. That run, if it scores, would end this game, 10-run rule. Fouled off to the right, and just out of the hands, not quite getting to it, Cordy Peterson. right.
He would have scored, probably.
And Van Polen wouldn't have tried for the double there, which, you know, it looked like she had a shot earlier, but the center fielder Steele made a great play. That would have been the ball game on Rochelle's head. But Putoff would like to make it end right here with the hit. Courtney Putoff, right fielder.
Cheyenne Putoff.
She gets a start tonight because of the illness of Tegan Voss. Takes a low in the dirt. Cheyenne Putoff. That became a very popular name a few years ago. I had a lot of kids in classes by the name of Cheyenne.
I see another name that kept popular. That's Dakota.
Dakota, yeah. One of those type of names. That should be the ball game. There's a base hit on the right center. That'll go the fence. Who's going to do it, folks? Rochelle Hyman is coming in to score, and that's it. 14-4. Alby wins it. 10-run roll on a base hit. Triple by Cheyenne Putoff.
A triple by Cheyenne.
What a start for her tonight, getting her first start of the season in right field. Had two hits and drove in the clincher here, Bill.
I like that.
Albia winning it 14-4, and I know in the face of it, Montezuma came in with a 10-14 record, Albia 14-15. Didn't look like there'd be much disparity between the two teams, but Albia just absolutely dominated this game. Montezuma falls to 10-15. More importantly, Albia now at 500, 15-15. What a memorable game for these Albia kids in their last home game of the season, and for the three seniors particularly.
Run on three hits, right, Bill?
Yes, as Albia wins it by a score of 14-4. And keep in mind, Montezuma led in this game 3-0. But Albia, outstanding night, and they win it, and we're going to be back. 15 hits for Albia tonight, including 4 home runs. How about that? We're going to talk more about that. We'll be back right after this.
The best brats are at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Try Charlie's fresh bratwurst in original flavor, pepper jack, jalapeno, cheddar, pineapple bacon, and Italian seasonings. They're made fresh and they're the best. Charlie's fresh bratwurst, only at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bill Saylor, along with yours truly, Rich Grimes, Randy Stafford's up here in the booth with us to the PA tonight. Kevin Krall was behind us. Larry Bachman made an appearance. Achenbach, rather. And big win tonight for Albia. 14-4, closing out the home season. 15 hits tonight. 4 home runs. Sydney Weldon hit 2 home runs. Kenzie Griffin hit 2 home runs. 2 apiece for those two girls. 4 home runs on the night for Albia. And you just don't want to talk about that because Weldon had 3 hits on the night. Griffin had 3 on the night. Lexi Van Polen had 3 hits on the night. Rochelle Hyman, in her last appearance on the home crowd field, had 1 hit tonight. Cheyenne Putoff getting a start tonight. Cheyenne did a great job. She had 2 hits, drove in that 10th run in the game. Anna Riley, a senior, had a base hit. Mary Shepard hitless tonight, but you know, hung in there at short for them. Emma Dineen had a big base hit tonight at double.
Mary Shepard had a sacrifice fly.
So that didn't run.
RBI.
And Cassie Smallwood, the other Albia senior, had a base hit tonight. So everybody had a hit in the Albia line at least one tonight, except Mary Shepard, and she drove a run in on a sack fly. So it was a big night offensively. 15 runs. Lexi Van Polen gets the win. And what kind of totals did she have, Bill?
Pitching total for Colleen Johnson.
No, for Lexi.
So Lexi?
Van Polen. She gave up 4 runs, and again, Lexi pretty much pitching to contact. Doesn't strike out a lot of batters. And we've said before, as she gets older, she's only a sophomore, we're going to see more of that, because she's moving the ball around well. She'll get stronger, she'll throw harder.
Yes.
She gave up seven hits, four runs on seven hits. And on her strikeouts tonight, she had, I believe, five, I think, Bill. But Van Polen gets the win. She goes to 12-11 on the year. More importantly, I'll be 15-15 on the season, winning this home game. So Van Polen now 12-11, and she had all the hitting support she needed tonight. And as I said, she had three hits for herself. Phenomenal evening to watch four home runs by the Lady Ds, two by Griffin, and two by Weldon, and just some hard hitting out there. What were the totals on Montezuma's pitcher, Colleen Johnston?
She gave up 14 runs, probably had 15 hits. Colleen struck out four, walked one, and hit one batter.
So Lady Ds win it tonight. Next up for them, Ottumwa, Saturday night. Next up for our coverage of Lady Ds softball, Randy and I will be in Centerville Tuesday night. Bill has another commitment, and so we're going to be there about 7 o'clock on air. Centerville, the Redheads hosting the Lady Ds for district action Tuesday night. Bill, you and I will be back Saturday morning. Rare Saturday morning game will be on the air about 9:50, somewhere in there, around 10 o'clock. Saturday morning, Knoxville, the Panthers come to Albia to take on the Albia Blue Demon baseball team. We'll have that game for you Saturday morning. And then also we'll be back Monday as we close out the regular season for the boys as Sheraton comes to town for a doubleheader. We'll be on the air at 5:25, Sheraton and Albia boys doubleheader baseball action Monday. And then district starts for the boys a week from this Saturday as they entertain right here on the Albia Diamonds, Davis County. So we're getting into that time of year. What an exclamation point for the Lady Ds to end their home season. And I know it's a melancholy time for those three seniors, but they'll always remember what an epic night it was for them tonight, won't they?
I think they should remember this one. I don't think that, well, I'm going to hazard a guess that no other game that the Albia Lady Ds played where they collected so many home runs.
It was
one game.
It was remarkable.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's a school record.
You had to lift that one up, but they weren't cheap ones. They hit them easily.
Oh, they're over the fence and gone.
Miss Chan's still talking to his kids, and we're not even going to pick a star of the game tonight, Bill. I think the whole Albia team, this was a collective effort tonight. They just all came through, played well defensively, and the hitting, it's an old term I heard years ago. I don't know who told me. If there is such a thing as hitting shoes, they had them on tonight.
They had them on tonight.
Fun game.
Really a fun game.
14-4 Albia. And I'll be watching Memphis in the I-Cups tomorrow night.
And we, yes. And we saw the strangest double play.
Ever.
The second baseman fumbles the ball to the right fielder. The runner, thinking the ball was dropped, runs and gets doubled off at first base, causing a double play.
I do want to remind folks when I'm coming along next week with the first district game, Centerville and Albia, prior to the game I'll be talking to Coach Chance about season and, of course, that district ball game. So we'll look forward to that. Bill, I'll look forward to seeing you
Saturday morning
at the latest, and we'll be along with that morning game, the Knoxville Panthers, Albia Blue Demons. And that's interesting because Knoxville's coming back into the conference. They were out of it for a long time. And they're not in yet this year, but they are coming back in. But when you were coaching, they were a tough team in the South Central. Knoxville was.
Knoxville.
So I'll look forward to seeing you Saturday.
I had a pitcher named Fred Yowie.
Remember Fred?
And he always pitched really well against Knoxville. That was a kind of a standing thing. We're going to beat Knoxville because Fred Yowie's going to pitch. And Fred didn't do a lot of pitching for us, but he was a regular pitcher. But Knoxville, it was a win when Fred pitched against them.
So, Bill, for you and yours truly tonight, enjoy the game. 14-4 Albia. So thanks for your time this time. Until next time, which is Saturday morning. So long.